We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Thank you for hanging out with us. It's going to be super hot today. Brace yourselves. 88 degrees the high here in LA in the OC. Almost to 100 degrees in the IE in the Valley. My name is Edgar. Chelsea's out sick, everybody. Hopefully she feels better. We got Josh Leva hanging out with us. Good morning, bro.
Good morning, baby. How you doing?
Doing great. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Shout out to Angel up in the phone booth. Now, this is interesting. Josh Leva.
Yeah.
You were out yesterday because you had to take a day to recover from the Life is Beautiful Music Festival.
Yeah, man.
You're like, there's no way I'm waking up at 3 in the morning.
Right, exactly. So I was only at Life is Beautiful for one day, unfortunately. But check this out, bro.
And you had to recover on Monday?
Whoa, just wait. I got in around 2 p.m., right? And then I drove to Mexicali. Same day, 5 hours, partied in Mexico.
Oh, that's nonstop. What it was.
I was working.
You created your own music festival.
Oh, yeah.
In Mexicali over the weekend. You know what's interesting is that you would say, yo, Chelsea party too hard in Vegas, and that's why she's feeling like this. But she actually just went to like a women's spiritual retreat.
I saw her posting about that.
Those get turned sometimes too. You know what I'm saying? When you guys get sick, do you guys have like any non-traditional medicine or remedies? Like being Latino, and Josh, you're Latino yourself as well. Like the go-to is Vicks VapoRub, right? Like, I remember growing up, I would think I broke my finger. And my mom was like, oh, ponle Vicks VapoRub. Yep. You know, like put VapoRub. DJ Majestic, you're half Filipino, half German.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any non-traditional stuff?
Filipino is the same thing as the VapoRub.
No way. VapoRub is king for earth and
everything.
How about you, Josh?
Same thing, VapoRub. You just put the VapoRub on your feet, right? Smothered. And then you put the socks over it all over your face so you can't even breathe. Just smothered on your chest so you look like you got like baby oil. You're just glistening.
Yeah, bro.
It works, though.
And I remember my mom one time, I had a fever. And she says, mijo, lo tienes que sudar. You have to sweat it out.
Right.
So she put Vicks VapoRub all over my body. This is like fifth grade, bro. Going to Garfield Elementary in Santa Ana. And then she threw a jacket on top. So I was like, I had like the sweat bubbles on top of my lip. I hate those. You really see people that sweat on top of their lip, like little honeycombs.
Yep.
I was sweating and I like the whole classroom smelled like Vicks VapoRub. But you know what? I felt better by the end of the day. And my mom would take it a step above. And not only would she put the Vicks VapoRub on the bottom of my feet and then put socks on it to go to sleep.
Yep.
She would cook onions and then stick that in my sock under my foot.
Onions?
Yes, bro.
What? Cooked onions?
Yes. I don't know if it was just left over from the tacos al pastor or what.
Had to be.
And you know what? It got to a point where I didn't even ask. I was a little kid, bro. Yeah, you're just obviously this works. So,
and I feel better the next day, so.
Exactly. And now we do the same thing with our daughters.
The onions.
My daughter's like, hold the onions, please.
Right.
Just Vicks VapoRub. Coming up next, we got No Guidance. Chris Brown, also Lean On Me from Major Lazer. It's actually just Lean On, not Lean On Me. But anyways, you know what's up.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Edgar and Chelsea hanging out. Chelsea's out sick today. Josh Leva's hanging out with us. Good morning, bro.
Good morning.
Do you agree with the study?
Let me see.
That depending on the type of music you're listening to while you drive, that type of music dictates how crazy of a driver you are at that moment.
Absolutely.
So right now you're on the 5, the 405, or any freeway that ends in a number, you're going to be stuck in traffic. Do you believe music influences you? According to the study, we're going to break down the worst music you could possibly listen to that's going to make you drive super crazy and erratic, and the best to be the safest type of driver. And a lot of it has to do with the beats per minute.
Okay.
All right? Anything above 120 beats per minute is going to make you a crazier driver. For example, one of the worst songs to drive to, because you're going to be driving like a crazy maniac, is this right here. 130 beats per minute. You're going to be cutting people off left and right, bro. Funny story and true story. Fast and Furious was super huge. Racing was super huge all throughout LA.
Yeah.
Out by the warehouses in the IE, Ontario, all that area.
Okay.
And I was driving my brother's Mitsubishi Eclipse. And I started to get into a car race on the 57 freeway going through Diamond Bar heading east on the 60. And I hit 130 miles an hour and I didn't even know it. Listening to this song right here, bro. Next thing you know, the Ghetto Bird was on us.
Uh-oh.
Police helicopter, bro. Uh-oh. The light was all over us. My boy was in the passenger seat. We pulled over to the right, started going like 50 miles an hour. Thankfully, the helicopter started following the truck that I was racing and left me alone.
Wow.
Never got a ticket. Thank God, bro. And I didn't die. So that was good. So don't drive the sandstorm unless you want to be going crazy, right?
Yeah, or do.
The worst. Yeah, right? The worst possible song you could drive to. It's going to make you drive real crazy. According to the study is... Don't Let Me Down by the Chainsmokers.
What?
Don't let me, don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
I hope we didn't just cause an accident right now through it.
I don't mind the song.
Right?
Yeah.
Josh, you drive a Jeep.
Yeah.
If you want to like drive fast, do some crazy stuff, what do you listen to, bro?
Oh, if I'm trying to, you know that speaking of Fast and the Furious, you know that Tokyo song? How does that song go?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what I'm talking about. It starts off with like some xylophone, dunk, 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 dunk,
dunk. Yeah, dunk. That song goes hard, man. I'd be dipping with that song.
And I think the problem is with the like upbeat songs, you start dancing in your car.
Yeah.
I'll and where twerking. Do your hands go? You know what I'm saying? You're twerking upside down in your car. Watch this. The best possible song for you to drive to keep it safe, actually this is the second best, is God's Plan.
God's Plan. I hold back sometimes I won't.
Hey.
I feel good sometimes I don't.
Hey. So that's good. And the absolute safest music you can play while driving all so right. You can be super safe is this right here if you don't fall asleep.
This is it?
True.
You could be stuck in crazy amount of traffic on the 405, downtown LA on the 10, on the 110.
All right.
And this is playing in your car, you're going to be all right.
I don't know, man. Got me some tunes.
He's got some birdies. You're going to be giving people the birdies sometimes, too, right? When you're driving?
All right, maybe not.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Coming up next at 6:50. Yet another one. Another Amp artist tweeted and deleted. Find out who and what they tweeted that now has caused all kinds of controversy.
Uh-oh.
A lot of people keep doing this, Josh. You've been a social media influencer for a while, bro. Yeah. What's up with that?
Maybe, I don't know, but it's the people. The people get to them, you know, the comment sections and stuff. But this one, I'm going to be real with you, I don't really understand why you deleted it.
Okay, yeah. Okay. We'll dive into it coming up at 6:50 in the morning. Right after that, we also have 4 tickets for you to go to WWE SmackDown. Who's your favorite luchador or wrestler of all time, Josh?
Oh, it's gotta be The Rock. It's gotta be The Rock. Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Rock is pretty epic. I would say, duh, Nacho Libre, bro, all the way. You feel me?
Or, does he count?
Yeah, of course.
He's mine too, then.
El Hijo del Santo, too, like in Mexican Lucha Libre or wrestling. I love the old school guys, man, because they be wrestling out there, bro, and they gave like the average person hope they could be a wrestler. You feel
right,
me?
Right.
Because they were buff, but just from like the arms.
Right.
And they still had like a beer belly?
They were like thick.
Yeah, yeah. But they'd be still doing all kinds of flips and crazy action. You know what I'm saying? Sure. So shout out to the old school luchadores, man. Has this pumpkin spice product gone too far? And before I tell you what this product is, I will say this. Grubhub just announced that, yes, California, our state, is the state that loves pumpkin spice the most, according to a study they did. In the entire United States of America, followed by Oregon and Washington.
Wow.
And the most popular pumpkin spice items people order here in California are pumpkin spice pancakes.
Okay.
Pumpkin spice milkshakes.
Milkshakes. Ooh.
Ooh. And pumpkin spice cheesecake.
Oh, cheesecake.
Cheesecake. Okay. So it's pretty good right there, right? So, but have they gone too far with this product, right? And Josh Lee is hanging out with us in the studio. Our girl Chelsea's out sick today. She had too much pumpkin spice already. But Josh, has they gone too far? You love pumpkin spice.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Do you love carne asada?
Oh, you have no idea, bro.
Right? You and I, we're both Latinos. We grew up on carne asada. Like, we are so into carne asada in my family, bro.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, guess what we're doing? We're barbecuing. Carne asada, straight up. But now there's pumpkin spice meat seasoning.
That's disgusting. That's nasty.
Oh! I'm kind of curious.
No, I know you're curious, but just because you're curious doesn't make it good. Remember the last couple girls you've dated?
Oh, man, shots fired.
You were curious, and how did that turn out?
Yeah, not so hot.
So, pumpkin spice meat seasoning. Will you try that?
100%.
Absolutely. You will?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, on some tacos? 100%, dude.
Oh, you gotta do it. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Hell no.
I feel like it's fucking, yeah.
DJ Majestic, you're one of the most adventurous people I know in life, in general, when it comes to every area of your life.
Yeah.
Every area.
Okay.
Would you try pumpkin spice meat seasoning, bro?
Definitely.
No way.
I don't know what's disgusting about that.
Yeah.
It's like we put pineapples on tacos as well.
Different
vegetables, yeah. Exactly. All types of different seasoning. I don't understand why it's just nasty off the bat. Like I would definitely try it.
Yeah.
All right. That's fantastic. You know what? We got to try it then. We got to cook it up, invite some listeners over to a carne asada and try with some pumpkin spice, all right? Mm-hmm. So now you know. I guess it hasn't gone too far for some people. Coming up next, we have WWE SmackDown tickets for you during the Ant Mini Mix. Hang tight.
The Remix Battle with Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
All right, familia, your chance to lay down the SmackDown on DJ Majestic. Win 4 tickets to celebrate the 20th anniversary of WWE's SmackDown. Going down at the Staples Center on October 4th by guessing the name of the remix song based only on the lyrics, okay? Bam. You got 15 seconds to guess it and win. Do not allow the beat to sway you. That's from a different song. D Majestic is tricky, but he did lose yesterday.
He did. 0-1 right now.
Mm-hmm. So let's meet the contestant. We got Natalie from Anaheim. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, we got a chorus, bro. Natalie, who's with you? You're rolling deep this morning.
We have my 9-year-old, my little DJ Moco.
Hey! DJ Moco.
DJ Moco, which in English translates to DJ Booger. So that's what's up right there.
He's sick.
All right. And why do you and DJ Moco believe you can beat DJ Majestic today?
Because I'm going to DJ myself.
Oh,
because he's gonna DJ himself.
He said, because he's a real DJ, not like DJ Majestic.
I take my job.
Just play. Hang tight, Natalie. If you don't win, Yvonne from Anaheim Hills is gonna win the tickets from you. Yvonne, what do you want to say to Natalie and DJ Moco?
Good morning, guys. Good luck.
Oh, that's so nice of you. As she's looking down on everybody from Anaheim Hills.
Right.
All right, here we go. DJ Majestic. You ready? All right, what's the name of this song based only on the lyrics? Here we go. Time's up for DJ Moco and Natalie. What's it gonna be?
What is it? It's Boyfriend by Ariana Grande.
DJ Moco, DJ Majestic, grab yourself a Kleenex. DJ Moco just laid the smack down. Congratulations!
Yeah, DJ Moco. How you gonna do that to me?
DJ Moco coming through, baby. You are the winner. You won 4 tickets to celebrate the 20th anniversary of WWE SmackDown. Congratulations, DJ Moco. Who's your favorite wrestler, DJ Moco?
Thank you. What was that?
Who's your favorite wrestler?
Who's your favorite wrestler, babe? Triple H.
Sounds good. Fantastic. I think he just called to beat DJ Majestic, to be honest.
He won.
He's on, I don't like wrestling.
He's like, yeah, I just wanted to take him down.
I smack down on DJ Molestic.
Bottom line, DJ Molestic. Interesting name, bro. All right, guys. All this week, at this time, your chance to win the WWE SmackDown tickets coming up next at 7:50. Since Hot Girl Summer is officially over, Meg Thee Stallion, the creator of Hot Girl Summer, and Jimmy Fallon came together and they dropped a song called Hot Girl Fall. You'll hear it coming up on 97.1 Amp Radio. You are commercial free right now. This is Talk by Khalid. Thank you for hanging out with us.
The Chelsea Report.
Our girl Chelsea's out sick today. Wishing her the best possible recovery and fastest possible. We got Josh Leva in studio. What's up, bro?
Yep. What's going on, man?
All right. So yesterday, fall kicked off, although it's going to be 90 degrees here in LA. No shocker, right? But since Hot Girl Summer is officially over, Meg Thee Stallion, the creator of Hot Girl Summer, and Jimmy Fallon teamed up and they dropped a song named Hot Girl Fall.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on this? Like or love or negativo?
Jimmy, you're not making any sense at all. At the hot girl summer comes.
No. You're not saying.
Hot girl fall. Yeah, it's finally here. It's the season to get cozy with a pumpkin-ass beer. Grab a cable knit scarf. Hang your chunky sweater. Hey. Cause the summer was dope. But the fall's even better.
So wait, Megan, can I do Hot Girl Fall too?
Of course. Hot Girl Fall is for everyone.
If I do Hot Girl Fall, is it called Hot Guy?
No.
Okay, that's cool.
Hot Girl Fall is a state of mind. It's a Jekyll and a filled to the brim with wine. It's sending sexy pics of your turkey breast. It's you and your dog be in matching vests.
You and your dog in matching vests. Like or love or negativo. Josh, what are you doing on this, bro?
I think it's a banger.
Yeah?
It is. Yeah, I'll bump this.
That was easy. Tamara, social media guru. You love Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah. What are your thoughts on this?
I love it.
Damn!
Hot Girl Fall, baby.
DJ Majestic, are you bumping this in the club?
Oh, definitely. She said Hot Girl Falls for everybody, so I feel included.
Yeah.
Love it.
So, Josh, since we can only use Hot Girl Fall,
okay.
We can't use Hot Boy Fall.
Unfortunately.
How would you describe a Hot Girl Fall for you, being a dude, being single out in these streets?
Yeah, well, I think wardrobe is key, right? Uh-huh. With a Hot Girl Fall. So I'm thinking turtlenecks. You know what I mean? That turtleneck keep it sexy with the chain.
In 90-degree weather, bro? You're going to pass out.
I mean, I feel like it's only going to maintain 90 degrees. It's going to cool off. It's going to cool off, bro.
You're going to have to wear just the turtleneck part and the rest of the thing cut off. Right. It's just a turtleneck, you know, and no shirt.
Okay, maybe we'll skip the pants then. We'll just do turtleneck, no pants.
That sounds just like an F-boy fall, bro. To be honest. All right, man. In dope music news, shout out to our amp artist, Halsey. This is awesome right here for her. Not only she walk and perform in Rihanna's fashion show, Fenty Savage fashion show that you can catch on Amazon Prime Video. Crushed it, by the way. But listen to this. She just became the first and only female artist to have at least 3 songs chart on the Hot 100 for 50 weeks each.
Dang.
With Closer, Eastside, and Without Me. This is huge. Congrats to Halsey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate your talent, man. She's a true, true artist right there.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Good morning. Our girl Chelsea's out sick today. Josh Leva's hanging out. What's up, bro?
Good morning, baby.
Let me ask you a question listening right now. Do you have issues getting people to respond or to understand your text messages? Hmm. It could be because of the type of texter that you are, according to this new study. Like, you ever texted somebody and then you get a response like 4 days later? And kill me? Yeah. Like, really? That sucks. And I gotta admit, I'm that guy. Sometimes I'll take like a couple days to text you back.
Same.
We have a study that reveals the most efficient, the best way for you to text to get people's attention and to get your message across. But I won't reveal that to you yet. I first want to find out which type of texter you believe is the most annoying. The battles between the rainfall texter and the waterfall texter.
The raindrop texter.
Yeah, raindrop. My bad, yeah. Raindrop texter versus waterfall texter, all right? So raindrop texter, I admit I'm one of those.
Okay.
They hit send after almost every word or every letter that they're typing, and it sounds a little something like this.
No.
Oh my gosh.
No.
That's my mind.
Okay, that's stressing me out.
Does that give you your anxiety?
Yes.
That's so me right
it's
there.
Overwhelming, man.
All right, so they send you like 50 different messages just to say hi. That's all it spells out, right? Or you're a waterfall texter.
Okay.
And basically you just write out straight essays. It's just one huge block. And Josh, you even mentioned to me that you've gotten such huge messages before.
Yes.
That you had to hit a link.
Right.
That would send you to a different app to complete reading the message.
Yes.
That's crazy, bro.
That's another level of waterfall. It's insane. This happened to me a couple times, and I was like, it's what? It's bloop, and it takes you, it's another app just to read the text.
It had to be relationship drama.
Oh, come on, man. You already know it.
All right, so who do you think is the most annoying type of texter? Is it the raindrop texter or the waterfall texter?
For me, the most annoying, I'm going to go raindrop texter. Especially in an argument, you know what I mean? Like if you're in an argument, well, if I'm in an argument with a girlfriend, right? And we're going back and forth, and she's bombarding me, and I can't get a word in. I'm out. I'm only looking at the last. Okay, you saw that. I'm maybe only looking at the last 3 text messages you sent me, and then after that, it's like you lost me.
To me, the most annoying is the waterfall texter. For two reasons. One, because I'm a raindrop texter, so okay. I'm not going to say I'm annoying. At least I'm not going to admit it. But waterfall texter, you usually, if you send me a waterfall text,
yeah.
you're probably the person that I'm not going to respond for another 3 days. Because I'll just take a peek, and if I see that I haven't gotten the full message, and I have an iPhone, right?
Yeah.
And the text pops up.
Yeah.
And if, without unlocking my phone, if I can't see the whole thing you're trying to get across, then I put my phone down, and I don't know when I'm going to get to it again. So if you don't get that message across to me with me not having to unlock my phone,
yeah.
then that's a problem for me because I have so much going on. You
I
know?
Get that. I get
so that.
That
to me is pretty annoying, man. Yeah. A long ass. If it's that long of a message, just call me. Let's yeah. talk about
or
it.
Or the voice message thing.
Oh, that's super
that.
Annoying, bro. No,
you don't
that's
like
super
that?
Annoying. Hell no.
Really?
No.
I like it,
yeah.
Because usually wherever I'm at, I can't just listen to the message. Mm. Anyways, hit us up, 877-971-HITS. In your experience, which type of texter is the most annoying type of texter? Is it the raindrop?
Ew.
Or the waterfall? 877-971-HITS. Call or text us. And if you text us, text how you usually text, right? And then coming up next, I'll review which one's the most efficient, though, to get your message across, according to this study. All right, but before we reveal the answer, which one's the most effective way to text, which one do you believe is the most annoying? Carol from Palos Verdes, which one's the most annoying, raindrop or waterfall texting?
Definitely waterfall. Like, those ones are the most annoying.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, like, anytime I am, like, texting with a guy that I'm maybe interested in, every time when they are a waterfall texter, they just end up being, like, the worst. Like, they're just really boring, very, like, selfish conversationalists. Oh. And, like, honestly, not to get too TMI, but they're kind of boring in bed, too.
Oh! Like, so just because the paragraph is long
right,
doesn't mean that everything else lines up with that.
Overcompensating.
Well, okay. I think it just means that they're, like, selfish conversationalists, and that just translates to everything else.
Mm, so they don't return the favor like DJ Khaled.
Exactly.
That is not a good look right there. So, no. So on the flip side, when you get a raindrop texter that hits send after every letter they text, how does that translate to dating?
I mean, that can be annoying sometimes, but usually it's like done for kind of like comedic effect, and a lot of times it ends up leading to like some fun back and forth.
Hey, a little flirty texting.
So. I don't mind it. All maybe right, I raindrop text a little. So
you and I both, Carol. We make it rain, girl.
Carol, thank you for calling in. She went further, man. She has a theory.
If you're a waterfall texter, you're boring in bed.
Wow.
Damn.
I'm gonna be super self-conscious about it.
Are you a waterfall texter?
No, I'm a raindrop texter. Yeah. Right.
Does that mean you're short and quick?
Oh, my God.
Whatever gets the job done, man.
Because I am. Carol, love you, girl. Have a great week.
Thanks, you too.
Liza from Van Nuys. Which type of texter is the most annoying type of texter? The raindrop or waterfall?
I gotta say, I mean, raindrop only because you gotta get your point across, like, in one message. Everybody that I know that does the raindrop thing is because they couldn't complete their thought and they just spoke before they thought. You know what I mean?
So you're basically saying they're illiterate. Thanks. That's me. Appreciate you.
I mean, it's more like they got super excited to say their one point, and then they were like, oh, wait, I had one more thing. It's like in another. You know what I mean?
So that's mad annoying to you. So you'd rather get a huge, long paragraph all in one.
See, I will say I convinced my friends if they want to send me something that long, they should just call me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Liza. Appreciate you breaking it down.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
We got a text right now from Jennifer in Anaheim. She says, what I find annoying is the raindrop texter, but the raindrops are sporadic. Like, I have a friend that will text me, hey, then I'll answer, and it'll take them 30 minutes to get their point across with another text. So, like, the raindrops are just so sporadic. And then we have somebody from the 818 just clowning. They wrote good morning, but they hit send after each letter. So, thanks. Appreciate you. I had to scroll down, like, 30 times to get through the next text. So, appreciate you clowning on this that way. All right, man. By far, people are saying raindrop texters are the most annoying.
Yep.
But I will say this. According to the study, the most effective type of texter, getting your message across and getting that person's attention, is the raindrop texter.
Really? It's most effective?
Yeah, bro, because it's buzzing your phone, it's calling for your attention, and you know they're trying to get a hold of you. versus the waterfall texter, according to the study, people push it to the side just because like of attention span issues, and we don't got enough time to read your whole text. So now you know if you're trying to get a point across.
Jimmy, you're not making
this is you right here.
The Chelsea Report.
Good morning to you. Our girl Chelsea's out sick today. Wishing you, her, a fast recovery. And also you, if you're sick too. Wishing you a fast recovery. Josh Leva's in the building. Good morning, bro.
Good morning, man.
Check it out, man. Another amp artist tweeted and deleted. This time, we're talking about Charlie Puth. My man, what could he say that's so controversial? He's so chill, you know? So he tweeted about rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh.
Known on the internet and on memes as Tekashi Snitch 9. And that's because he's been getting caught up in some crazy, crazy legal issues.
Yeah.
Long laundry list worth of felony problems and charges. And last week, he spent days ratting people out that allegedly were involved in gang activity to try to lower his sentence, right?
Right.
I mentioned Cardi B, Jim Jones, all kinds of people. Anyways, Charlie Puth tweeted this, left it up for 30 minutes, then took it down. He said, do you think this is that bad, guys, all right? Do you think he should have deleted this? He said, if 6ix9ine gets out and is able to make another record, I'll produce it for free. He tweeted that out and then deleted it. Yeah. Josh, do you think he should have deleted that?
If he was trolling, I thought it was funny. I don't think he should have deleted it, though, if he meant it, mm-hmm. you know? And honestly, I kind of would love to hear the track. I'm curious to see what that would sound like.
I will say this. Charlie Puth is a musical genius.
Yeah.
I remember one time we were interviewing him here in studio, and he heard a siren, like a car drive by Wilshire Boulevard. And he's like, oh, I know that key. That's the key of whatever. Wow. And then he did it with his, like, he sang in that key.
Just randomly?
And it sounded just like the siren of that ambulance that went by. That's how much of a musical genius he is. And Tekashi 6ix9ine, let's be real, he's the opposite of that. He's not a genius at all in any capacity whatsoever. And actually, he became huge because of his trolling ways.
Right.
So I think Charlie Puth is just trolling. And if anybody was giving him, like, crap about it, I think they're overreacting.
I agree.
So anyways, Tamara doesn't agree with me.
Yeah, I don't.
Why do you think he should have deleted this? Lazzy did.
But why did he even post it and then say for free? I don't know. I have nothing to say.
Because Tekashi's going to be broke coming out of jail. Tamara?
Trying to hook him up.
If he comes out.
Yeah, if he ever makes it out. Well, he's still ratting people out. Maybe he will make it out. Anyways, and some other dope music news. Big shout out to French Montana. He just tore up our beach party and pool party in Huntington Beach. He announced the title and release date for his third studio album. Got really creative with this album title. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Montana.
Ooh.
Genius.
It's deep right there. It's dropping November 9th on my dad's birthday. Thank you, French, for doing that. It's also his birthday, but I think he meant to do it for my dad's. And it's going to have collabs with Cardi B and Post Malone. Also, big shout out to our girl Lizzo, who's going to be our Sold Out We Can't Survive concert. She just broke a record, guys. This is huge. Last week, okay, she was tied with Cardi B for having the longest running number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 by a solo female rapper with Truth Hurts. But this week, she hit number one again. And now, she's all sola like a chola at the top, baby.
Mm.
So congrats to Lizzo, crushing it, staying humble, staying real. We love you, girl.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.